got Kent, Merle, Ben, and Amanda and myself.
Hey, am I the...
Yes, you are.
The agenda you sent me, is that the only thing we have on here is the public notice or the public hearing on the agenda, right?
Yeah, public hearing and maybe a quick chat about signature cards and what we can find out on those. And
the fraud assessment.
Fraud assessment and training. Which
okay.
Merle's got his certificates here, so.
I couldn't even get in line.
I'd like to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is the Mineral Lease SSD number 9 with Wasatch County. It is 6 o'clock on December 7th, 2021, Pearl Harbor Day. The public notice is hereby given. The Wasatch County Mineral Lease Special Service District number 9 will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, December 7th at the Wasatch County Public Works Building located 1891 West, 300 South, Heber City, Utah at 6 p.m. Those that are attending, I'm going to go ahead and just ask everybody to say who's attending. I'm Spencer Park.
I'm Kent Berg.
Merle Rollins.
Ben Probst.
Brandon Clough.
Amanda Simpson.
Awesome. Okay. Ben, do you want to hurry and present the budget to us?
Yeah, I can do that if that's what you want me to do.
Absolutely, please.
Okay. So, the 2022 budget, we've got proposed... revenue coming in, mineral lease money of $401,000. The SITLA trust land revenue of approximately $2,000. Mineral lease PILT of $72,000. U.S. Ag funds of $149,000. And interest earnings of $28,000. And then with our expenditures, we've got road construction of $238,800, which is the same as the prior year. Crack seal repairs of $20,000. Equipment lease of $183,500. Professional fees of $4,000. Travel and training of $22,500. Vehicle maintenance of $36,000. The audit of $5,300. Liability insurance of $12,215. And capital outlay of $610,000 for a total of $1,112,315, which means that we have to use some of our fund balance of about $460,315 to balance the budget.
Okay, is there any questions that anybody has on any of that?
What he's read is different than the paper I have in front of me.
I think it's on this.
Well, I got the wrong one.
I think he was reading 21.
I thought he was reading 2022.
I think 22 went over on.
Are you sure?
Don't tell me that. I think it's on this back side.
I don't have a back side.
Let's
read this one.
I think it is.
Back side
no.
I think that's the only one that has that.
Oh. Yeah, that your sheet doesn't have the 2022 on there.
That's the only one I'll look at.
So that's what I read on the back side.
Okay, that's all right then.
Is that right?
Yep.
You.
Okay. Well, if there's no other questions from the board, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public hearings. And I'm assuming nobody there wants to make a public comment.
You would assume.
Amanda?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget.
Okay, I'll close public hearing and then I got a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That was unanimous. Awesome. That was pretty awesome. Broad assessment. Do you want to talk to us about that? Either Ben or Brandon, I don't know.
You send it to me.
I forgot to grab it.
Everybody needs to go through that.
Bring mine.
So that the fraud assessment is a self-evaluation that the district has to do every year and submit it to the state within 6 months after the end of their fiscal year.
I did it today, so it's all right.
And so...
And is our fiscal year ended at the end of the year?
Yeah, ours ends at the end of the year, so we just have to discuss it in our meeting, and then I'll just need it signed by you, and I'll sign it also.
Okay.
And then we submit it to the state. It basically did not change from the prior year, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, which we were still scored high enough that it was good for us, right, with you kind of...
Yeah, for right now, I think we're okay. I think we were at a moderate level. Maybe we're at a low level
okay.
of risk.
Awesome. I'm really good at that.
I think we'd be higher on that, but some of those numbers don't apply to us. And
not
so therefore,
at all. It's quite surprising.
Yeah, so therefore, we're going to always be below the what the state's suggestions are. So it's sort of a... interesting thing that they have us submit, but anyhow.
Okay. Sounds good. What's up with the signature cards?
Follow up on the signature cards. I have been trying to contact, what was his name?
Guy at Zions Bank.
Yeah, Zions. And
I've left him
two messages and he's never got back to me, so I'm going to go over there. I'm going to try to get over there this week.
Who's on the signature card was Brent Titcomb,
Carolyn
Kirkham.
Carolyn Wall, yeah.
Kirkham is her name now.
And Lorraine.
Okay.
And, no, Lorraine wasn't even on it.
Oh, really?
He brought it up to me, and I says, well, here, give me a card. Oh, can't do that yet. No, you told me to. So, and I had the paper that you'd sent with all the account and everything on it.
Yeah. Well, I went over there once before to try to get one, and they said, oh, just have the people come in. And so it's like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, and we just sort of...
Yeah, I can see why you're having problems.
So I'm just trying to figure out how to get a card. I mean, they almost said, well, we got to have it notarized. And I'm like, it's really not that complicated. We're aboard. We just need to...
Yeah, well, they've been accepting our checks with Lorraine's signature on them.
Yeah.
If it's that old a signature, maybe I'm not even on there.
You aren't. You are not.
I've been signing checks for years for this part.
At least the one he pulled up, and it was that one, you know.
Because I got two checks here I was wanting to get signatures on, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. But I guess it doesn't matter who signs them. Give them to Amanda.
Yeah.
And Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Okay. So I'll come and make it over there whenever. I don't remember where I've signed signature cards for county-ish things. I thought I've signed them everywhere. So
well, I'll see what I can get and again bug him. And I'm wondering, when I told him I was the accountant on the phone, I wonder if he's like, well, he has no authorization. I'm not going to call him back. But
okay.
We should be fine.
If you can let me know who you're meeting with, I'll run over and talk to it. Is it Joseph or Jeremy or who over there would be?
I thought it was Matt Ferguson, but...
Okay.
I got his car out in the truck. I'll go get it.
Okay. No, fine. We'll not make it over there. If you have a certain person we're supposed to meet with, just text us and I'll go track down that person to sign.
Okay.
Is there anything else on the agenda we need to go over?
Just the training. But like I say, Murrow brought his certificates in, and he said he had worked with Kent to get his done.
Takes a little while.
Yeah, he said it takes a little while, so.
Yeah, it does. You can let it play on your computer very easily.
Oh, it's Jeremy Fairbanks.
Jeremy Fairbanks.
Okay, so it's the Brent president, so. I'll go get Jeremy and get mine signed. So if there's nothing else on the agenda, then and everybody will take care of their training.
Yeah, how many more need to do it?
Mike, Loren.
No, you only have to do it once, I think.
So Mike
but
probably
it's
got to
be
covered.
Within the year that you're appointed. But the open meetings one you have to do every year.
Right.
Yeah. I've done it this year, but I don't know where my certificate is.
I may
turn off my computer and let it do it again.
He has. Yeah. That's right, Jeremy.
I don't know if Loren will be able to. He probably doesn't have internet out there in Nevada.
No, and I would imagine Loren, I don't know how long Loren wants to do this if he's, you know, traveling so much.
Yeah.
I couldn't get on, so somebody needs to show me how to do it.
Okay.
I'll come down here.
I can show you, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, if that's all, for a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion that.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, guys. We're all adjourned. Thank you for letting me do this mobile.
You betcha. Thank you.